You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. It is noon, but you are probably not listening to this at noon because I think the broadcasting system is broken right now. But we still have an hour of music for you at some point in the future. We will be starting out with a half hour of music, mostly for Tony McMahon and Patty Maloney. Two greats of Irish music who unfortunately have passed away in the past week or two. So to start us off, we've got Noel Hill with Tony McMahon playing The Humours of Castle Finn. That was Noel Hill and Tony McMahon playing The Humours of Castle Finn. As always, there will be a complete playlist on WJRH.org, as well as hopefully a recording. Next up, we've got the Chieftains with O'Sullivan's March.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, which you're probably not, because you're probably listening to a recording, because I don't think we're on air at the moment, the first 30 minutes of this are for Tony McMahon and Patty Maloney, founder of the Chieftains, so we're going to keep that going. That was O'Sullivan's March by the Chieftains. Next up, we've got two back-to-back, the first performed by Tony McMahon, and the next by the Chieftains again. You just heard The Chieftains with Ross Kathanamamine, Arkansas Traveler, and The Wild Irishman. The first tune of those three is the instrumental for the Rebel song Come Out, You Black and Tans, so it might have sounded familiar from that. Before that, you heard The Ashplant by Noel Hill and Tony McMahon. Unfortunately, that is all the McMahon on the playlist today, but you can anticipate more in future weeks. Next up, we've got The Chieftains again with three Carrie polkas. That was three Carrie polkas by the Chieftains, and I've just been made aware that we are on the website again. So welcome to anyone joining us just now. Next up we have Death of the Bear by Ronnie Drew. This is about the fall of the Soviet Union. I hear there might be a Soviet listening, so in that case, enjoy this. Here we go.
Balalaika rings silent from Minsk to Red Square. The cortege assembles to bury the bear. Nadya Rostropovich looks on in despair with Irina, Katrina, and Olga. And quietly remembering her brother Ivan, shot in the back in Afghanistan. The Stalinist purges the snowy white grave that claimed Boris, Dmitri, and Igor. She remembered how proud she cheered with the crowd when Yuri Gagarin sailed over the clouds. Nadya and Ivan shouted aloud, "We put the first man in space." But that was before the feared KGB put a question mark over her own loyalty. To keep an eye on her comrades, 1, 2, and 3,
Irina, Katrina, and Olga. And poor Uncle Vlad, whom the Doc declared mad for refusing to leave his beloved Leningrad. She stood in the doorway, tearful and sad, when they frog-marched him off to the gulag. He took a last look at his own native hills, where grew the red dogwood and wild daffodils. The look on his face is haunting her still, Comrade Nadia Rostropovich. Sometimes alone, she'd think of the West, ladies with opals adorning their breast, Park Avenue posers who behaved like the Tsar, with silver coke spoons for their caviar. She'd reflect back to when she'd just turned 10 and faithfully subscribed to fair play for all men. But 70-odd years of Bolshevik dreams had worn down her pride and left her no means to cope with her own disillusions. If Trotsky and Engels saw the Dachas and Zills, the Politburo boys with their hand in the till, the bear was long dead before he got ill. Was it the cure or was it the fever? No more reds on their beds to freak out the feds, a defunct superpower in tatters and shreds. The marks left by Karl leave them queuing for bread in the Caucasus, Baltics and Urals.
That was Ronnie Drew with Death of the Bear. Next up, we've got a fun song with fun lyrics called Some Say the Devil Is Dead.
Some say the devil is dead and buried in Killarney. More say he the fleet-foot hosts of men who speed with faces wan. From farmstead and from fisher's cot upon the banks of Bon, they come with vengeance in their eyes. Too late are they, as young Roddy McCorley he goes to die on the bridge at Toome today. As he stepped out on the street, smiling proud and young, about the hemp rope on his neck the golden ringlets clung. There is ne'er a tear in his blue eyes, both glad and bright are they, as young Roddy McCorley he goes to die on the bridge at Toome today. When he last stepped up the street, shining pike in hand, behind him marched in grim array a stalwart, earnest band. For Antrim town, for Antrim town, he led them to the fray. Now young Roddy McCorley he goes to die on the bridge at Toome today. Among your dead, more bravely fell in fray than him who marched to his fate on the bridge at Toome today. True to the last, true to the last, he climbs the upward way. Now young Roddy McCorley he goes to die on the bridge at Toome today. Now young Roddy McCorley goes to die on the bridge at Toome today.
You just heard the 97th Regimental String Band play Roddy McCorley, it's a song about a man executed after the Wexford uprising, but it was actually a popular American Civil War tune as well. And before that, you heard Some Say the Devil is Dead by the Young Wolftones. Next up, we've got the Chieftains again. This is Galway Races. And then after that, we've got the Pogues version in a medley of more songs. Here we go.
As I rode out through Galway town one day for recreation on the 17th of August, my mind was elevated. There were multitudes assembled with their tickets at the station, and my eyes began to dazzle, and they going to see the races. 'Cause I'm a Rishon Pushkin is Beag Shemon. There were passengers from Limerick, and passengers from Nina, and passengers from Dublin, and sportsmen from Tipperary. There were passengers from quarters of the nation, and our member Mr. Hassetford to join the Galway Blazers. 'Cause my Mauritian Pushkin is Bill Sherman. It's there you see confectioners with choker sticks and dainties, the lozenges and oranges, the lemonade and raisins, the gingerbread and spices to accommodate the ladies, and a big crew bean for threepence to be picking while you're able. Fiddlers competing, and the nimble-footed dancers, and they dancing on the daisies,
the colors of the jockeys, the prize and horses' ages. It's there you'll see the jockeys, and they mounted up so stately, the pink and blue, the red and green, the emblem of our nation. When the bell was rung for starting, all the horses seemed impatient. I thought they never stood on ground, their speed was so amazing. Cause my there was half a million people there of all denominations, the Catholic, the Protestant, the Jew, the Presbyterian. Yet there was no animosity, no matter what persuasion, but joy and hospitality, inducing fresh acquaintance. Cause my Mauritian foolish kid is Bill Chelon. Cause my Mauritian foolish kid is Bill Chelon.
Stable, the pink, the blue, the orange and green, the colors of our nation. The time it came for stars. reached the ground, the speed was so amazing. When we went voluntarily, I lied. The Catholic, the Protestant, the Jew, the Presbyterian, you know I'm a Macedonian, no matter what persuasion. I felt your hospitality and choose a fresh acquaintance with me.
That was the Pogues at their finest. That is one of my favorite songs from my favorite album of theirs. I enjoy plinking along on my mandolin. That was a medley of The Recruiting Sergeant, Rocky Road to Dublin, and The Galway Races. And before that, you heard The Chieftains also with The Galway Races. Next up, we've got more modern rock. We've got Black 47, followed by the Dropkick Murphys.
Do you remember back in the Five Points, when the fire was in the air? The streets were hot as a harbor hell, the bodies everywhere. Oh, Johnny showed up on a burning plank, roared out to the sky. I didn't come into America to give up the ghost and joy. I didn't come into America, cross the raging foam, down like a slave in a pigsty. I came here to find a home where I could live in dignity. Hold me in a place, and don't go messing with me or my family, or I'll blow these 5 points to the sky. Yeah! Get to hell, I must get to St. Patrick's, ring the water bell. I won't join the bloody army, so don't burn that kerosene roast. Oh, to hell with your kings and your presidents, let them fight their own bloody wars. Oh, didn't come into America, cross the raging foam, down like a slave in a pigsty. I came here to find a home where I could live in dignity. Hold me in a high, so don't go messing with me and me family, or I'll throw these 5 points to the sky. Yeah.
And drums and guns, the enemy never.
That was the Dropkick Murphys with Johnny, I Hardly Knew Ya. It's a common tune, used in a lot of songs. If you recognize it, that's why. Before that, you had Black 47 with 5 points, and now we've got the Pogues again. That was the Pogues with I'm a Man You Don't Meet Every Day. That was their first bassist, Kate O'Riordan, singing. I just realized that last week was some anniversary of them releasing Red Roses for Me, which is, I believe, the last album Kate O'Riordan played on. Next up, we've got Flogging Molly. That was Screaming at the Wailing Wall by Flogging Molly. We've got one more song, but just a brief announcement. Most of the first half of this playlist was for Paddy Maloney and Tony McMahon, two Irish giants who passed away in the past week or two. So I highly recommend looking them up, listening to some of their music. Also, there were some technical difficulties, so the first half of the show was not streamed on air. So the recording of this show and every show, as well as the playlists, are available on wjrh.org. That's everything. We've got one more Paddy Maloney to end us off. This is the Chieftains and Ricky Skaggs with Cotton Eye Joe.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
That concludes our show today. That was the Chieftains and Ricky Skaggs with Cotton Eye Joe. Have a great week. I will be back October 24th. I will hand you over now to the exquisite Roman Daniel. Thank you.